This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, when you think of the best crime duos in the world, Harry and Marv from Home Alone probably come to mind.
Top of the list.
Yeah, too. Bonnie and Clyde. Maybe Jules and Vincent from Pulp Fiction, that movie.
Wow.
But yeah, this is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to create a diversion by relieving yourself on the floor while your accomplice robs the place, you're doing okay.
Oh, look over there. Someone's peeing in the corner. Hurry. Smash and grab.
I think it's cute that you assume it's pee.
Oh no.
So yeah, this is in Florida.
Oh gosh.
A guy and girl duo stole about $500 worth of, it's ironic, cleaning supplies from a Family Dollar.
Oh, wow. Did they use some of those? No, they didn't. Did they?
No.
And are you going to surprise me with saying it was the woman that was defecating?
Listen, the guy was collecting the cleaning supplies in a cart. Wheeling them out. And so the woman, his accomplice, distracted the staff by relieving herself right on the floor of the store.
Oh my goodness. Another plot twist I didn't see coming.
Yeah, thankfully there aren't any real details, but the police are referring to them as Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie, so we do have an idea of what happened. There's footage from the surveillance camera, but as far as we know, the police are still trying to track down Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie. But
wait, is that his mom?
It kind of looks like she could be
mom and
older
son.
Than him, yes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, again, this is setting the bar story, because when you think crime duos, you think of people like the Wet Bandits.
Yeah.
Not Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
Well, they have a name.
They've been given a crime duo name. And we're talking about them on the radio. We're giving them the notoriety they want.
Exactly.
Dang it.
Do you think they wanted this kind of notoriety?
I think
they were just hoping to just get in, get out.
We fell right in their trap.
We did.
They're like, we're going to be known as the Wet Bandits. But no, we're going to be known as Mr. Clean and Miss Dookie.
I don't know if they're going to have another job, though. I don't know if they're going to make it to their next crime gig.
I mean, look, the more they try to lean into this new sort of way to shoplift.
Was that leaving their mark?
Yeah, right. The Wet Bandits
left. Every great crime duo leaves their mark. Like the Wet Bandits
Marv
turned on
that.
The faucet.
Yes.
Miss Dookie left a
her signature there on the floor of the Family Dollar. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to create a diversion on the floor while your accomplice robs the place, you're doing okay.
Shocking it didn't work. Shocking.
Well, it
that
did.
They were nabbed.
No. Police are still looking for them.
Oh, they're still...
So far, it has worked.
Okay, well, we do have...
But we're saying, please don't.
We have video of their faces.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
it's probably not going to last much longer.
Right, exactly. That is your setting the bar story.